You preached it like I'm going to get them for sinning, but I'm not. I'm trying to get them from the sin. And when you have people thinking that I'm going to get them, that make them go to sin. But if you have them that know, I don't care what kind of sin they have committed, they need to come to me because I can get them out of it. I can clean them from it. I can keep them from sinning. But see, we try to do God's part instead of preaching the truth. I don't care how much you sin. If you get yourself up and run to God, He knows what to do. He knows what to do. Are y'all hearing me? Instead of we trying to straighten them up because we're trying to preach them holy. No, and that isn't, but let me say it like this. But one thing I might should say, these are some things you should do that's going to keep you from sinning. Get in that word, get in that prayer, hang out with Jesus, spend time with Him. That'll keep you out of sin. But if you're going to isolate yourself from Jesus, you're going to do all this stuff, then you'll wind up sinning. And you'll wind up living a false life, living like a heathen, living like a sinner, when you've been made righteous, and it caused you to miss out on the blessing of God. He said, now watch this. He said, I came not to the righteous, but to what? To the lost, to the sinner. He said, the reason God, the Father, sent me here because everybody here in this world was unrighteous. He said, He didn't send me to go around heaven. And I listened, this is what He said. He didn't send me to go around heaven and preach to the angels and the rest of the folks up there because they're all righteous. I came to a world where everybody was wrong. Notice He said, He didn't send me to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. That's what He's saying. If you're righteous, you don't need no doctor. If you're well, you don't need a doctor. If you're sick, that's what we need. He said the whole world was sick. All of you. And this is what He got. He said Abraham wasn't a righteous man. He did righteous things, and I treat him as a righteous man. I'm telling you what He said. He said, but when I got up, made the new birth available, He became the righteous man. Along with you when you got born again. Because you can't get something that's not available. Abraham believed God. The scripture said it real plain. He believed God and God counted for righteousness. But nobody was righteous before Jesus got up. Not nobody, not no human being. He was the first one. The scripture didn't play around with. He is the firstborn from the dead. Hello, somebody. And here's what you got to understand. You are not a sinner. So stop sinning. And find out how to live right by hanging out, spending time with Jesus. By doing what? Spending time with Jesus. How you spend time with Jesus? Here He is right here. Here He is. Here He is. How you spend time with Jesus? Here He is, 5:15 in the morning. There He is. How you spend time with Jesus? 6 o'clock in the evening. There He is. How you spend time? 9 o'clock in the evening. Spend time with Jesus. Right here. Right here. But you're so busy. And you hadn't realized sin is what is still destructive enemy. And that's why He won't keep you blind to it. But I'm so in love with Jesus. I love him more than I ever loved him before in my life. Because I'm finding out how much he loves me. It's so good. Because, you know, it's so good to find out that I can go in his presence. I used to, oh boy, thank you, Jesus, for being free. I can go in his presence. I don't have a guilt. I don't have a guilty bone in my body. I don't have a guilty conscience nowhere about me. Just free. I just go and pray, Father, thank you. Why? Because I know I'm free. And sin can't conquer me. How do you say that? Sin is impossible because life has conquered death. Ain't no death in me. Jesus is in my spirit. The Holy Ghost is in me. The Father God is in me. It's impossible for me to be conquered by sin. That's why I go to the scripture and feed on and meditate on until they become real to me. I just don't read it one time. You just don't read it one time. It's your daily walk. It ought to be your daily delight. You ought to separate yourself every day and spend some time with Jesus. How you mean I can spend time? Yeah, open your Bible up and read it. Just open it up and read it. And say, Holy Spirit, what am I reading? I'm reading it, but what are you saying to me? Then get quiet. Meditate. Can I help you out? Don't try to read the whole Bible. Get you one verse and just meditate on it. And meditate on it. Go over and over. And then get quiet. Till you get to the place where you get your mind quiet. Running all over here. Sometime I'm reading. Stripping my mind. Want to go to this building out here. Want to go beyond this best. Are you going to meet the deadline? Shut up, Satan. I already told you we're going to be in it. So they're settled. So don't be trying to talk to me about that. Are y'all listening to me? Are you listening? Do you hear? Listen to these words come out of my mouth. And don't ever forget it. God loves you.
Yes, he does.
You don't have to do anything to earn his love. God loves you. Now point your finger at yourself like that. Say, God loves me. If he did not, he never would have sent Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. People may tell you and say that, but they're not your founder. They not the final say so in your life. Right here. Say this real bold. I'm not a sinner.
I'm not a sinner.
I'm a new creature.
I'm a new creature.
God is my Father.
God is my Father.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is your Lord.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Lives in my spirit.
Lives in my spirit.
He leads me. And guides me each day of my life. I submit myself
to his leading
and his guiding in every day of
my life.
Jesus is Lord. Did y'all get that?